Hey everyone, welcome to the show. I'm Tiffany.
And I'm Laura.
What are you dancing to, Laura?
I'm dancing to I Have a Pen. I Have a Pineapple. Pineapple pen. I can't even sing.
Okay.
Oh. But speaking of pineapples, I can think of this song. 大家是不是都知道凤梨大叔的这首歌?
I know this one.
I Have a Pen. What about you?
I always think about...SpongeBob SquarePants. So because the song is like, who lives in a pineapple under the sea? SpongeBob SquarePants.
没错，海绵宝宝。不过这个也是有关凤梨 pineapple, right? So why are we talking about pineapples?
Because actually, we're going to learn something about pineapples today. And it's going to be like an interesting fact that I didn't know about too.
Oh, really?
Is it your favorite fruit?
It's one of my favorites.Okay, 其实我喜欢吃很多水果。As you know, in Taiwan, we have all kinds of yummy fruit, don't we? Okay, so today we're going to talk about pineapples. 如果不管你喜不喜欢这个凤梨的话，都一定来学学今天我们的 A Plus Encyclopedia. Let's take a look.
A Plus Encyclopedia. Hello, and welcome to the show.Today, we're going to talk about pineapples.
请在每句朗读后一起跟着念哦。Let's go!
The question of the day is, why does your tongue hurt when you eat pineapples? A. Because they are very sour.B. Because they are eating your tongue. C. Because they have too much sugar. Do you have the answer in mind?Now the answer is B, because they are eating your tongue. If you love pineapples, you might notice your mouth hurts when you eat them.Your tongue might feel like it's on fire. Why does this delicious fruit make your mouth hurt? It's because pineapples have bromelain.Bromelain helps your body break down proteins like meat. Because your tongue is technically meat, bromelain tries to break it down too.The stem and core of pineapples have the most bromelain. If you cut off those parts before eating, then your mouth won't hurt as much.You can also put pineapples in salt water. Eating the this delicious fruit doesn't have to be painful.
Word power.
Tongue. Tongue. Kim burned her tongue when she drank the hot coffee. Kim burned her tongue when she drank the hot coffee. Sour. Sour. The lemon is too sour for the dog. It doesn't want to eat it. The lemon is too sour for the dog. It doesn't want to eat it. Salt. Salt. I think the soup will taste better if you add more salt. I think the soup will taste better if you add more salt. Painful. Painful. I cut my hand yesterday. It was very painful. I cut my hand yesterday. It was very painful.
All right, so we're going to learn something about pineapples today, and the question is, why does your tongue hurt when you eat pineapples?
真的耶，大家有没有觉得每次在吃凤梨的时候，诶，舌头都会痛呢？所以一开始呢，我们就来考考大家一下，就是说为什么你吃凤梨的时候舌头会痛？不过我们先来学一下刚刚提到的舌头的英文要怎么说。
We call it tongue in English, and it's spelled T-O-N-G-U-E, tongue.Tongue is the soft muscle inside of your mouth that you can move around, and we have the tongue because it helps us eat and it helps us speak. So sometimes when we talk about speaking, we can say phrases like, cat got your tongue. It means that you don't have anything to say, or it means that you can't say anything because something happened. Or sometimes we can also say as a phrase, it was on the tip of my tongue. It means you want to say something, you remember this word, but you're not quite sure how to say it. So that's why tongue is often related to eating and speaking, because it helps us do both things. Now we can use it in a sentence like this. Kim burned her tongue when she drank the hot coffee. Kim burned her tongue when she drank the hot coffee.
Tongue, okay. 其实 when I go to a Chinese medical doctor, 就是中医的时候，他们就会看舌头，要看你健不健康。Okay, so tongue. Okay, 注意它的发音不是 tongue or tongue. It's tongue, tongue. Okay, 然后后面的发音呢，其实是几乎 silent. Okay, 好啦，那刚刚我们有提到，哎 ，cat got your tongue 是什么呢？如果猫抓了你的舌头，可想而知，你是不是说不出话来了？所以这句话就是用来，比如说怎么样，说不出话。来咯，或者是 at the tip of my tongue 是这样说， on the tip of my tongue 是什么呢？就是有时候你是不是对一件事情有点印象，可是你突然一时想不出来，然后当然你就是觉得说，哎，到底那个是什么，这样子一个概念， on the tip of my tongue。 OK， 那刚刚的例句提到就是 Kim 在喝咖啡的时候怎么办？Burned her tongue, 就是烫伤了 ,OK, 烫到了她的舌头这样的意思啦。
Alright, so why do our tongues hurt when we eat pineapple? Let's take a look at some of our choices and to guess what the answer is. So the first one is A, because they are very sour.
They are sometimes very sour. OK, 有没有可能呢这个舌头会痛是因为 A 的选项呢，因为这个凤梨太酸了， but there are also some sweetPineapple. So, okay, we don't know the answer yet, but first let's take a look at this word, sour.
Right, sour is spelled S-O-U-R, sour. Sour is a type of taste that we have that makes you go, For example, it's kind of unpleasant, and sometimes it can smell kind of bad as well. So, lemons are very sour. They're the opposite of sweet.For example, we can also use it in a sentence like this. The lemon is too sour for the dog. It doesn't want to eat it. The lemon is too sour for the dog. It doesn't want to eat it.
Okay, sour 提到这个酸甜苦辣，一定要来学一下味觉。其中的酸就是我们刚刚提到的 sour, S-O-U-R。这个形容词像是 lemons， 还有我很喜欢吃的这个有一种那种 QQ 糖，它是酸甜的 sour gummies。
Yum, I love that.
很像那种 QQ 蛇还是什么的。OK， 那当然酸甜，甜就是 sweet， 苦是什么呢？就是 bitter。顺便来学一下 bitter。辣当然就是 hot 或者是 spicy， spicy。OK， 那刚刚的例句提到就是哇，那颗柠檬对那只狗来说太酸了，所以狗就不想要吃它哦。
嗯 ，We always have like the sour face. What's your sour face? All right. So next, let's take a look at our other choices. We have B, because they are eating your tongue. So the pineapple is eating your tongue. That's kind of scary, I think.
对呀、啊，真的假的啊？还是这个 B 选项呢？因为这个凤梨正在吃你的舌头，真的假的、啊、
？That's kind of scary, right?、Mm. They're alive.
I don't、okay. think so. It's not a monster.
Yeah, or、mm-hmm. it could be C.Because they have too much sugar.
Oh.
Okay, that's actually, I think, is quite a possibility as well.
所以这个是对 I've seen like on the news, 就是在、电视的新闻上说好像就是、一天 you can't eat too many pineapples a day.、Mm. 就是一天凤梨的摄取量不能太高。因为呢好像跟这个有关的、欸、因为凤梨的糖分 sugar,太高 so it could be C. I don't know. What if number A is like it's too sour?
Too sour? It's also possible too.
I'm going to go for A. It's too、okay. sour.
I'll try C. Mm-hmm. Because I don't think they're good for your body. But
yeah.
Are you guys ready to listen to what the answer is?
Okay, what's the answer?
Well, the answer is B because、
what?
They are eating your tongue.
I'm、Ew. Not going to have you any more pineapples.
Yeah, I don't want to eat pineapples anymore. This sounds really scary.
Okay, 真的假的就是所以这个凤梨真的会怎么样吃我们的舌头吗 Wow, okay. Let's find out why.
Yeah, okay. Maybe it's not as scary as we think.、Mm. It says, if you love pineapples, you might notice your mouth hurts when you eat them. Yes, definitely.、Mm. Sometimes when I eat pineapples, it's always that it's、yeah. like scratching against your tongue.
That's
it hurts.
True, okay. 所以如果你刚好也是很喜欢吃这个凤梨的话，是不是可能会发现你在吃凤梨的时候怎么办？嘴巴都会痛、oh. hurts, okay?
Mm-hmm. The article says, your tongue might feel like it's on fire. So when we talk about things on fire, it means that it could be very, very spicy.、Mm-hmm. So when something is on fire, it can mean that it's very spicy. Or sometimes you can say, it's even burning my mouth.
Oh, right. Okay.所以呢你的舌头会感觉好像像着火一样 on fire 这里的 on fire 就有着火的意思或者像是我们如果吃到像是 spicy hot pot 麻辣火锅的时候、嗯、是不是也会觉得 oh your tongue it seems like it's on fire 这时候你可以这样形容说哇好像有火在烧因为麻辣火锅非常辣 it's very spicy but I love it so much
I know me too alright、okay. so the article says why does this delicious fruitmake your mouth hurt?
That's a very good question. Yeah. 对啊，为什么这么好吃的水果竟然会让你的嘴巴感到疼痛 Delicious 就是好吃的 Of course, you can also use the word tasty, which、mm-hmm. means about the same thing, or yummy,
yummy.
For kids. 好吃的 okay, 美味的
Right. The article then says, it's because pineapples have bromelain. Okay, so there's a part of a nutrient inside of the pineapples that...I guess makes it, you know, painful for us. It makes it feel like our tongue is on fire.、Mm.
Bromelain, 大家觉得哇，这个字怎么这么难？不过没办法，其实像是蛋白质 protein or carbohydrates、mm. 的含这个每个东西里面的含什么东西那个量呢，当然都是专有名词。So it's a little bit difficult, but let's learn more about it. 就是因为凤梨含有刚刚提到的 bromelain, 就是凤梨。蛋白酶 interesting.
All right, so what it, does this thing do? Well, the article says bromelain helps your body break down proteins like meat. Okay, so everything in our body from the stuff that we eat, it's always being broken down by certain things. So bromelain actually breaks down proteins. For example, a protein is something that we find in our body, actually. It's a natural thing that we find in our body and in food. And this helps our muscles, bones, and skin and blood stay healthy, and it helps it grow. So protein is actually healthy and good for our bodies, but the bromelain breaks it down, meaning it slowly is kind of like picking it apart.
OK, 所以我们想要知道更多有关凤梨蛋白酶到底是什么呢？其实它会帮助你的身体消化分解蛋白质，像是肉类的食物。OK, break down 是什么呢？当然就是分解的意思。而 protein 其实刚刚我就是不小心先提到了，就是蛋白质。If you work out, 可能你有时候健身就要摄取多一点蛋白质的食物，像是 eggs or meat, 刚刚提到的 meat. So maybe if you eat a lot of meat, maybe eat some pineapples might help, you know, that meat to sort of like digest better.
Yeah, I think usually if you exercise, I know people eat protein to gain muscle, right? But if you don't want to, I guess, be too big, maybe you can eat some pineapples to help cut it down. I don't know. All right, so anyways, next in the article says, because your tongue is technically meat.
Oh, right.
Bromelain tries to break it down too. Yeah, because our tongue is actually a muscle. It's kind of like meat. Like people, we eat a beef tongue, right? We use it as meat.
牛舌.
So that makes sense. So if technically is meant to be like, okay, to be the most accurate. So to be the most accurate, our tongue really is kind of meat.
对啊，其实技术上来说的话，你的舌头也是什么呢？也是肉嘛，对不对？所以这时候你吃了这个含有凤梨蛋白酶的凤梨呢，就会想说 ，OK， 我要开始分解它。
That's actually kind of scary. Like,
对啊
reminds me of zombies or something.
对，那我们常常在口语会说 technically speaking or technically。如果在解释什么东西，它就有技术上什么什么，或者是你可能要补充。说明一个事实就会把它带出来哦。
Right.
Okay.
All right, next the article says, the stem and core of pineapples have the most bromelain, okay? So if you don't want to, you know, have a painful eating experience, make sure you don't eat near the stem or the core.
Oh, I didn't know that.
So the core is basically the center of the pineapple, and the stem is the top part, so where the leaves come out. So those parts, try to avoid it, so you don't have, you know, too much bromelain.
所以原来呢，这个凤梨的茎就是 stem， 还有 core 就是果核，是含有最丰富的凤梨蛋白酶。I thought they are kind of like the sweetest parts.
Yeah, me too. So I always try to, you know, not cut too much from it.
对呀、啊，我还以为说可以吃一点那个比较甜的地方，就原来是那个地方让我们舌头会有点刺刺痛痛的吸一吸这样的感觉。
Yeah, and actually, my mom taught me that. You know how sometimes when we cut the pineapple, we have to cut the skin off. I thought that it was the brown skin that was like, you know, poking our tongues. So actually, it has nothing to do with it at all.
We don't even eat the pineapple skin.
Nah,
that's so cute of you. 可爱小傻瓜
Anyway, next in the article it says, if you cut off those parts before eating, then your mouth won't hurt as much. Right, so if you don't want your mouth to hurt, so avoid those parts. So the trick is knowing how to cut pineapples correctly.
Oh, there you go. 所以如果你在家里要享用哇这个凤梨之前，先把刚刚我们提到的 stem, core 这些部位都切除，这样的嘴巴就不会感到那么的刺痛啊、疼痛这样的感觉哦。Cut off 当然就是切除的意思。OK， 那刚刚我们也有提到 as much 就是同样的、同样程度的这样子的意思啦。
Next in the article, it says you can also put pineapples in salt water. Okay, so this is another trick that we can learn if we don't want our tongues to hurt that much. So remember, we cut away the parts we don't need, and then we can also place them in salt water.
My mom does that. 难怪我妈妈会把怎么样凤梨就是浸在这个盐水里面 Okay, because I thought it was to bring out the sweetness. 我本来以为是说让这个凤梨更加甜。原来还有另外一个 pebble， 就是不要让我们这个舌头那么的不舒服。But first, let's take a look at this word salt.
Right, salt is our word, power word. It's spelled S-A-L-T, salt. Salt is a natural white substance that we use to flavor food or to preserve food to make it last longer. So what do you do when you have too much salt in food? We can call it, it's salty. Okay, we use different words, different adjectives to describe how food tastes. So too much salt is salty. If something is, if it's too sweet, we just say sweet. If it's too much pepper, we use spicy. For example, we can say, I think the soup will taste better if you add more salt. I think the soup will taste better if you add more salt.
Okay, salt 当然就是很重要，我们每天可能吃东西啊、煮菜啦、喝汤啊，可能用到的就是盐巴。那如果你要说，哎，很咸的，很简单，就在 salt 后面加一个 y。Salty, okay, salty. 那通常呢，欸，我们可能在桌上可能会看到有盐，或者还有什么呢？胡椒，就是 pepper,、P-E-P-P-E-R. 那常我们会说这个要加点 salt and pepper, okay,、就是这个盐跟胡椒。Or pass the salt, please.
Yes.
在餐桌上，如果你要就是拿盐罐的时候，要很有礼貌的问说 pass the salt, please, 请给我这个盐罐。OK, 那刚刚的例句提到就是我觉得这碗汤如果加一点盐巴可能会比较好喝哦。It would taste better.
More flavor.
Yeah.
Alright, so next the article says, eating this delicious fruit doesn't have to be painful.
所以吃这个美味的水果就不用那么的痛苦咯。
Yeah.
Painful.
And painful is our word, power word. It's spelled P-A-I-N-F-U-L. Painful.We use painful to describe that something hurts. So, for example, if you fall down, it hurts, right? So you can say, the fall was very painful. Okay, it really hurts. We can also use it in a sentence like this. I cut my hand yesterday. It was very painful. I cut my hand yesterday. It was very painful.
OK, 我们来看一下 painful 这个字 pain 其实就是疼痛很多的疼痛当然就是形容词疼痛的 OK, 那像是呢刚刚例句提到就是我昨天割伤了我的手 I cut my hand It was very painful 非常的痛像是我们常常被纸割到 That's painful、Paper cut
That's the most painful one
OK, well, let's now go to our magic box before our review timeHi everyone, this is Winnie. 今天 Encyclopedia 要问大家说，哎，为什么吃凤梨的时候嘴巴会刺刺痛痛的？ I get that all the time. 文章提到 ，It's like your tongue is on fire. 好像舌头着火一样。I hate it. 着火，我们看到文章用 on fire 这个片语。Something is on fire 表示某个东西着火了。比如我们常常会看到新闻会说 ，When the building was on fire, someone called the firefighters. 有人看到这个建筑物着火了，就赶紧打电话给消防队。The building was on fire 就表示这个建筑物着火啦。有时候你吃到很辣的、或是喝到什么刺激的东西 Your stomach feels like it's on fire 这里啊我们也可以用 on fire 来形容好像着火似的这也是文章提到吃凤梨后的感觉啦不过同样 fire 这个字我们也可以搭配其他的介系词哦比如说像某样东西走火了然后呢开始像是衣服啊或是棉被之类很容易起火所以走火着火我们可以学另外一个动词片语叫做 catch fire 用 catch 这个动词很好理解吧就是一碰到火就一发不可收拾那我们造个句啦 The boat caught fire and sank in the middle of the ocean The boat caught fire and sank in the middle of the ocean 就是着火以后船就沉了讲了这么多着火那如果你想要说灭火英文要怎么说呢我们可以用 The fire goes out 就是指火熄了 We can put it in a sentence like After several hours The fire finally went out 如果有人说要去灭火啊救火我们则是用 put outPut out the fire 这个动词片语来表示灭火比如一样刚刚这个打火英雄 The firefighters were able to put out the fire after a few hours 好啦今天学了这么多 fire 的片语 Let's try and see if you get them all The family carried buckets of water and tried to The fire 空格里该填今天学到的哪一个片语呢 Don't go away yet We'll be right back with the answerThe answer is
The family carried buckets of water and tried to put out the fire.
你答对了吗？
Wait for it! It's review time! 复习时间到喽！
Alright, so it's our review time、Whoa! Now. Let's play a game. So okay, this time,、okay. I'm going to、give you a synonym or maybe an antonym, or the opposite
okay,
word.
So, okay, 相似字或是反义字 and I'm going to guess the word from today.
Exactly.、
Right? Okay.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, this is,、the opposite word is sweet.
但但是甜的像酸的 sour, sour.
Okay.This one is、also another opposite word, sugar.、
Sugar, sugar.、糖的话那应该是 salt, salt, 盐
yes. Okay, another opposite word. This one is、comfortable.、
很舒服但就是很痛不舒服 painful, painful, 疼痛的
Okay, this time I'm going to give you a related word, similar word.
同义字、
in the mouth.、
在嘴巴里面当然就是tongue, tongue.
Yes.、
Okay.Did、nice. you guys get it all right? Okay, did you beat me again? Okay, well, you guys have some fun playing this game, but we're out of time. So we'll see you next time. Bye. Bye.
The pain of eating pineapples. Why does your tongue hurt when you eat pineapples? A. Because they are very sour. B.Because they are eating your tongue. C. Because they have too much sugar. Now the answer is B. Because they are eating your tongue. If you love pineapples, you might notice your mouth hurts when you eat them. Your tongue might feel like it's on fire.Why does this delicious fruit make your mouth hurt? It's because pineapples have bromelain. Bromelain helps your body break down proteins like meat. Because your tongue is technically meat, bromelain tries to break it down too. The stemand core of pineapples have the most bromelain. If you cut off those parts before eating, then your mouth won't hurt as much. You can also put pineapples in salt water. Eating this delicious fruit doesn't have to be painful. Tongue. Tongue.Kim burned her tongue when she drank the hot coffee. Kim burned her tongue when she drank the hot coffee. Sour. Sour. The lemon is too sour for the dog. It doesn't want to eat it.The lemon is too sour for the dog. It doesn't want to eat it. Salt. Salt. I think the soup will taste better if you add more salt. I think the soup will taste better if you add more salt. Painful.Painful. I cut my hand yesterday. It was very painful. I cut my hand yesterday. It was very painful.